This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week on This Week in Agribusiness. Some farmers in Western Canada cannot wait for the end of the summer and wheat harvest, a very special harvest in Manitoba. I'll talk about it after this. As farmers park their planters for this year, what should come next? The Director of Ag Technology at Winfield United, Joel Whipperfirth, offers insight into tactics farmers should consider this growing season.
Well, I think everybody who just planted knows a lot more about the yield potential of their crop, and they have the ability to assess what inputs they should continue to start looking at here. So when we look at utilizing ag technology tools, you've got the ability to use in-season imagery to start looking for where some of the problem and opportunity areas are, followed by taking a tissue sample in those areas. And then we can use that tissue sample to help drive the macro and micronutrient supplements that need to be made. I think every farmer is a good farmer in Excel spreadsheet in January, but we just know a lot more about the crop as the in-season potential progresses.
Using the in-season technology and monitoring tools now available, Joel says farmers can more easily determine the needed steps to help boost yield. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Well, it's only the end of May, but already some farmers in Western Canada are anticipating their wheat harvest later on this summer. Not just any ordinary wheat harvest, but a record-breaking one. This is such a big deal, we're already hearing about it across the United States, because my farm broadcaster friend Harry Siemens, on the phone with me yesterday, was very excited about it, and he's helping spread the word. Now, this isn't the first record-breaking attempt they've made in Western Canada. In 2012, in Saskatchewan, 20,000 community members showed up, and they heard and they felt that rumble of 244 combines, harvesting consecutively for 5 minutes. That was in Saskatchewan. Now Manitoba says, we can beat that. So there's a record attempt planned for August 4th this summer in Winkler, Manitoba. They expect 300 combines and more than 25,000 spectators to witness this day of hope for children around the world to raise money. The exciting part of this is through the event, Children's Camps International hopes to raise the funds to send 1 million kids to camp. And the Canadian agricultural community is stepping up here to try to make a real difference in the lives of kids on the other side of the globe. The director of Harvest for Kids said this harvest is a massive opportunity for us to show the global audience the generosity of the broader Canadian community. Circle the date on the calendar. My friend Harry Siemens said he would keep me posted about this event. Winkler, Manitoba, August 4th, 2018, 300 combines in one field harvesting wheat at the same time. I'll be back after this.